Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
It's time for second date update on the Wake Up Call. Amy is on with us this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Russell and Amy went to high school together, ended up running into each other a few weeks back, exchanged numbers, started texting and flirting, eventually deciding to go on a date. Well, they went and saw a movie. Amy says the date was awesome. He put his arm around her during the movie, gave her a big hug at the end of the night.
Okay.
But she hasn't heard from him since.
Okay.
And you don't really understand why you haven't heard from him, right, Amy?
Yeah, like, I don't get it at all. Like, I'm just not sure what's going on.
Did he make the first move to put his arm around you?
Yes, actually. Okay. He did.
All right. Let's get Russell on the phone here. Amy, hang on a second. Russell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Russell. This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We are the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a segment that we call Second Date Update. Someone you went out on a date with came to us had a great time with you, but hasn't heard from you since. So can you tell us a little bit about the date you went on with Amy?
It was okay.
Well, you didn't ask her out again, so it couldn't have been that okay, right?
One could say that, yeah.
Okay, just spill the beans.
Yeah.
Why don't you want to go out with her again?
See, I'm trying not to say it, because I know what this is. I'm trying not to say it, because it's going to make me sound like a shallow ass, and I just want to say it.
Well, I mean, if it's true, it doesn't matter. Like, was it just that you just weren't attracted to her or something?
All right. So, the reason I didn't call her back, she has horrible taste in movies. I mean, the worst.
What did you guys go see?
Stuber. I don't remember. Something to that
Stuber?
Effect. It was horrible. Yeah, it was horrible.
With the Camille Nanjiani movie.
Okay, but she didn't know it was going to be horrible.
It was horrible.
Okay, I understand.
Wait.
She didn't make the movie, though, so how is that her fault?
She thought it was a great movie, and the movie's horrible.
Oh, my God.
What's the movie about?
It's, okay, so.
About being horrible.
Hold on. A police officer, for some reason, needs an Uber. And then the Uber driver and the police officer go on a mission to try to take down a drug ring or something like
that. Sounds bad.
It sounds bad.
Okay,
it looks bad.
Have you ever heard of some bullshit like that in your life?
Okay. Should we get Amy on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah,
Amy, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Amy, you're on with Russell.
You know what? That's like the stupidest thing that I've ever heard.
Okay. I think that you can tell a lot about a person based on their movie choices. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
But like much that it's a deal breaker.
Yeah, 100%. If I could never date somebody who is a big fan of Adam Sandler movies. I judge people who are.
Okay,
I can't
your wife, as smart and as beautiful as she is,
yes.
Everything else about her personality is the same.
Yes.
But she loves Adam Sandler movies.
And we just started dating?
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't know. There would have to be a lot of other good stuff to cancel that out. But don't worry, though.
There's nothing that good to cancel out a like the Adam Sandler movies.
I mean, the good news with Stacey is she does have really good taste in movies, though. Like, if you guys don't... Here's the thing, Amy. If you guys don't agree on what a good movie is, because it's not just that you prefer something and he doesn't. Like, those relationships are fine. I like horror movies. Stacey doesn't. That's fine. It's that you love something and can enjoy it. And I think that is an indicator of things that could be problems down the road.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I mean, it was a daggone movie. Jeez.
Because
my
what
name
are you gonna
is
do?
Russell, and I approve this message.
Because like, what are you gonna do, Amy? On like a now you move in together. You're living together, okay? And then you know, it's at the end of the workday. You're done eating dinner. You sit on the couch. I mean, would you agree on a TV show? There's a chance that you wouldn't.
Why does her liking this movie mean that she wouldn't like the movies he likes?
Okay, Amy. Exactly. What are some of your other favorite movies then?
I don't even have a favorite movie. Anything is fine with me. He made that a big deal for nothing. He could have chosen whatever the hell he wanted to.
Well, then, okay, then maybe you guys should go on a second date then and let him pick a movie.
He's an ass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.